Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa, Zambia and Eswatini have used World AIDS Day to begin administering a new HIV prevention drug hailed as a game changer. It's the first public rollout in Africa of lenacapavir. NewsWatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
A research unit at Wits University today oversaw South Africa's rollout of lenacapavir. United Nations Health Agency Unit Aid, which funds the program, says it's among the first real-world use of the injectable drug in low- and middle-income countries. A broader national rollout is expected next year. Neighboring Zambia and Swatini received 1,000 doses of lenacapavir last month as part of a U.S. program. They launched the drug at World AIDS Day ceremonies today. Under the U.S. program, manufacturer Gilead Sciences has agreed to provide lenacapavir at no profit to 2 million people in countries with a high HIV burden over 3 years. But that does not include South Africa, despite its participation in clinical trials, because Washington and Pretoria have been at odds over several policy issues. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
eThekwini Municipality has clarified that its precautionary alert for people to boil their water before use is limited to the Athlone Park supply zone. It follows public concern about broader water quality issues in the southern region. The city issued the warning for residents in Athlone Park, Galleria Mall, Arbor Crossing and Kingsway Hospital over the weekend. It says the notice was triggered after routine tests showed that water quality in the zone did not meet acceptable standards. The ward area's councillor is André Bietre.
We attempted to get more clarity on it because as it was sent out, people immediately started panicking and questions were asked whether their in-house filtration systems were adequate, what kind of filtration needed to be done, was the one-minute boiling adequate. The only answers we got is that they are still busy doing tests, that there was an isolated sample within the one reservoir, reservoir two, that did not meet the standards.
In a statement today, the municipality says while water quality results show improvement, the alert remains in place pending further testing. Outside of the affected areas, eThekwini says potable water remains safe and fully compliant with drinking water standards. And five suspects accused of recruiting South Africans to join the Russia-Ukraine war are set to apply for bail. The accused, including an SABC radio presenter, briefly appeared in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court today. NewsWatch's Cliff Shiko reports.
SAFM talk show host Nonkululeko Mantula, Thulani Mazibuko, Xolani Ntuli, Siphamandla Tshabalala and Sifiso Mabena all face charges of contravening the Foreign Military Assistance Act. They were arrested on Friday at the OR Tambo International Airport following a tip-off while en route to Russia. For now, the state is opposing their release on bail. State prosecutor Peter Erasmus.
At this stage, the state objects against the granting of bail, Your Worship, so I request that the case be remanded until next week.
Cliff Shiko, Kempton Park Magistrates Court.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 27 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Blitzbokke have a tough draw for the Cape Town Sevens this weekend. Newcastle hoping to have Wanwissa back for their clash against Spurs tomorrow evening. And the F1 season is going down to the final race this weekend.